Greetings, social media wombles. The birds are screaming in the trees. It's definitely becoming more spring, and I know this because my winter coat today is officially just too damn warm. Oh, I wear this particular coat because my spring coat is not waterproof, and I have to bring my cagoule out as well to go over the top if it rains. But my winter coat is waterproof, but it's also like a sleeping bag, which I love when I'm in Scotland and I'm walking on Mull on holiday. Can't wait to be there. It's all booked for June. But no, I'm not wishing my time away, but I am acknowledging my my curious dialogue returning to the nature of the seasons. I mean, I found it difficult to function really, even since last November. November to March, actually, if Christmas wasn't in the middle, or a winter solstice festival, which is traditionally what it would have been, and my birthday, I'm not quite sure how I'd get through those months. And I think it doesn't feel quite as bad because of the nature of Christmas and the fact that that festival exists there. But it then gets me turning to what I do like about the seasons, and that is this sense of perpetual change in fluid motion, where we come out of the depths of winter where the trees are bare and everything's quite still and sharp. And then we blossom into spring, where things come back to life and you start to hear the birds. And especially living out further into the countryside, you kind of see those changes more in terms of the landscape. And then going into summer, if we have one, where it's a lot more, it's warmer. And then that transitioning into that golden autumn of the year. I love the falling leaves. I especially love it when they're crisp. And also where I'm living now, there are conker trees. So seeing conkers just being strewn across the path, and the broken and fractured husks that they've come from. And then we're back into winter again. And because I've had the whole year, I'm kind of like, okay, it's winter again. I'm fine. I can get through it. I find it really difficult. But then watching a lot of YouTube, and I think watching Beam especially, people who live towards the equator, especially sort of the California, San Francisco, that notion of living in perpetual summer, I kind of understand a little bit why, if you're living in a constant environment, yes, they have weather changes, but I don't think it's not as extreme as it is the further north or further south from the equator that you go, that you are in something that is quite sustainably warm. And I wonder what it would be like to live there. In Rome a couple of years ago now, I really did love that Mediterranean feeling, which I hadn't expected, because I'd never been to that region before. Until a couple of years ago, I hadn't really travelled much at all, apart from throughout the UK. So that's what I'm thinking on today, as I am heading for a gym and a swim to try and energise myself, and also just trying to get a little bit fitter for whatever the rest of the year brings, which I have no idea. So yes, really, as a social womble, I'm just trying to make the best use of the things that I find and the best use of the things that are around me. As I have the womble theme, and I do find that takes me through different parts of what I do, I am really keen to head down to Polka Theatre, which is in Wimbledon, and do a womble podcast, perhaps from the cafe there, just one episode. I really like the idea of that, so I'm going to try and do that. I'm just trying take each day at a time without trying too hard so that I feel awkward or sitting back too much so that I feel lazy. It's a really difficult balance for me. But hopefully I will find my way.